Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump, and we are learning Shabbos Daf Nun Dalet today. Daf Nun Dalet contains four psukim, four divided by two, two on Amud Aleph, two on Amud Beis. The two on Amud Aleph are actually focused around a word which is tangential to their actual context. The word is kavul. It's describing the infertility of the sheep, that the sheep would protect themselves not to have the males mate with them, and one of the words it uses is kavul. Now, interestingly enough, what is the definition of kavul? So the Gemara researches this and finds the word which is used in Tanakh describing the area of cities that was called kavul because Hiram did not appreciate what Shlomo Melech sent to him. What is going on over here? This is Melachim Aleph, Perek Tes. What is going on in this Perek? What is the conversation? So just to understand, in Perek Ches, the previous Perek, this is the completion of the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo Melech, after 7.5 years, 4 years of amassing the necessary resources, 7.5 years of building, and actually at this point in time, to tell you the truth, is actually another 13 years after building his own palace, Shlomo Melech has finished both the Beis HaMikdash and his own palace called the Ya'ar HaLevonon, the Forest of Lebanon. And in order to have achieved that, he created a great partnership with his northern neighbor, the king of Tyre, whose name was Hiram. Tyre was part of the empire or the country of Phoenicia, one of the greatest trading nations at the time. And they provided many of the assets, the cypress wood, the cedar wood, which was necessary to be able to make the Beis HaMikdash, the gold, the copper smiths, in fact. And what is described in Perek Tes is that Shlomo Melech returns 20 cities to Hiram, and Hiram is dissatisfied with these cities. He calls them an area called Kavul. That's what the Gemara is picking up on. And instead, Shlomo Melech provides him with further money. The question which is to be asked is, what in the world is Shlomo Melech doing? How can Shlomo Melech give back cities? How can he give cities to Hiram? That is, as the Ralbag says, even a king does not have the right to return or to give away the cities of the land of Israel. They are explicitly in the Galil, in the Galilee. So what is going on over here? The Ralbag cites that if you compare this with the parallel passage in Divrei Hayamim, Divrei Hayamim Beis, Perek Ches, Pasuk Aleph and Beis, you'll notice that in fact, the answer is there. There in Divrei Hayamim, it describes there are a number of cities which Hiram, or there he's called Huram, gives to Shlomo HaMelech. And Shlomo HaMelech established them and settled them, which means that what's going on over here was that there was an interchange. As part of the trade, as part of the alliance, the trade alliance between these two countries, between Israel and Tyre, the arrangement was that there would be sent 20 cities from Tyre to Israel, and Israel would invest in those cities, settle them, and return them in a more fertile state, in a more agriculturally developed state. Clearly at that time as well, Israel was an exporter of agriculture, it seems, which is a parallel to the time now, which we're blessed to see. And at that point in time, that was the deal. However, upon the return, that's when Hiram felt that Shlomo Melech had not done a sufficient job in investing in those cities enough to act as a form of payment, which is why Shlomo Melech has to turn to other means afterwards. This all comes round from the context of this Gemara, which is commenting on the word kavul, but actually a much more complex picture of the geopolitics of the Middle East when Israel has become the greatest trade partner of Phoenicia at the time, the king of Tyre, Hiram. This puts things into a little bit more context. In the meantime, have a wonderful and wonderful day.